President Trump's new ambassador to the United Nations arrives on the job in New York tomorrow, just weeks before world leaders gather for the UN General Assembly. The position has been empty for 9 months after Nikki Haley resigned. The new ambassador, Kelly Craft, has a much lower profile than her predecessor, as we hear from NPR's Michelle Kellerman.
When Haley, a former South Carolina governor, got to the UN, she quickly put her stamp on the job.
For those that don't have our back, we're taking names.
Unlike Haley, Ambassador Kelly Craft is not a politician and not a cabinet member. She's kept such a low profile that Richard Gowan, who tracks the UN for the International Crisis Group, says UN diplomats don't really know what to expect.
She has a reputation as a collegial diplomat from her time in Canada, but she admits she doesn't have much experience at the UN, and it's not clear how powerful she is in Washington.
Kraft and her husband, billionaire coal mining executive Joe Kraft, are Republican donors, including to President Trump and to Senator Mitch McConnell in their home state of Kentucky. She assured the Senate Foreign Relations Committee in June that she will recuse herself from UN discussions about climate change, given her husband's background. Republican Mitt Romney described Kraft as a friend who is hardworking and relentless.
And has great power over people, as evidenced by the fact that her husband has been sitting there without moving for a long, long time. I've never seen Joe Kraft sit in one place so long and so uncomfortably, I might add. I appreciate the service also.
You know, I may have to ask for a ride home after this. Yeah, so right. If anyone, you know, can offer me a ride after climate change.
She did face tough questions about climate change at that hearing, but she was also offered a chance to speak about her priorities.
We have so many crises in Venezuela, in Yemen, in Syria. And it's so important that we look after our human rights issues, because then that in turn is going to be humanitarian issues. So in my opinion, I look at every issue when it involves an innocent civilian as a crisis.
It makes sense to focus on humanitarian matters where she can have more sway, says Gowan, but he worries that Kraft doesn't have the resume of past UN ambassadors.
It's very unusual to have a donor in this role, and many observers think that Trump is treating this as a political reward rather than a serious job. But at the end of the day, it's Kelly Kraft who will be representing the US in the Security Council, and will be facing down criticisms of U.S. policy from China and Russia. So this is not an easy ride.
Democrats on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee describe Kraft as a diplomatic novice who was absent from her post in Canada for more than half of her tenure. She was in Ottawa August 22nd, accompanying Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and earning praise from Canada's Foreign Minister Chrystia Freeland.
And today is her last day in Canada. So thank you for giving us such a great ambassador. And thank you very much, Kelly, for your hard work here. We've really appreciated it.
At the embassy that day, as Pompeo mingled with employees, Kraft posed for pictures with her staff and their children, telling them it's bittersweet to be leaving.
Thank you. Very bittersweet, I must tell you.
Well, good luck.
Thank you. Thank you. Lots of prayers. Thank you.
Yes, definitely.
Kraft is due to give her credentials to the UN Secretary General tomorrow. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, the State Department.